Let's continue with the regular segment, our Entrepreneur Insider, guests from Grow joining in. Today's topic, continuing to discuss small business assistance. CEO Bonnie Nawara on the line with special guest business owner Wendy Newman. Bonnie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Talking to you on the phone. Would rather talk to you in person, but we're being safe and you're staying home. So end of discussion on that one. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Same. Staying home.
Great.
Looking forward to the 3-day weekend.
Yeah. I mean, even though probably every day might feel like a Saturday or a Monday or whatever, it is an excuse to have some macaroni salad, I guess, or something as such. All right. Remind me of the good work that Grow does, Bonnie.
Oh, thanks, Shelley. Grow, as many of you know, in our community, we help entrepreneurs start and grow their businesses. And we do that through access to capital, coaching and counseling, technical assistance, and networking opportunities. We've been really busy during this COVID-19 situation, given the fact that we're working with small businesses, and small businesses are the ones that are largely impacted by this crisis.
Thanks for that. Wendy Newman, Newman Tax and Accounting. What's your elevator pitch?
Oh, good morning. My name is Wendy Newman. I've been a tax accountant for 24 years. An enrolled agent with Newman Tax and Accounting. We primarily focus on small businesses, working with their accounting and their tax and payroll records.
How are you involved with Grow?
I have been working with Grow periodically over the last couple of years, and I've been doing some of their financial awareness classes that they offer their small businesses, teaching them some accounting basics and trying to guide them through initial setup of their accounting records.
Awesome. Let's talk to you both about the most current updates on the forgiveness process for your payroll protection program funds. There are still funds available for small businesses, and if you've not applied, I understand, connect with your bank. Take it from here, Bonnie.
Sure. And that's great, Shelley. Yes, if you have not applied for the funds and you're still interested in the funds, connect with your bank. Most banks are now accepting new applications. If you don't have a banking relationship, reach out to us. We have some of our relationships have agreed to take on new clients at this time, so by all means, please reach out. We'd like to just give you an update between Wendy and I on what the forgiveness part of the payroll protection program is. And I'll just give you a brief history. The payroll protection program is the cornerstone of the CARES Act. CARES Act was passed to help with the COVID-19. It was passed in early April. And there's been over $600 billion given to small businesses under the payroll protection plan. What we're going to be talking about today is this loan is fully forgivable for small businesses if you use the loan to cover the allowed expenses within an 8-week period. And so this has been a question that has been on a lot of businesses' minds is how do I get or how do I qualify, become eligible for that forgiveness piece?
Wendy, we'll go into detail, of course, more, but would you highlight maybe a question you may have been asked by your client regarding loan forgiveness?
The question I'm most frequently asked is, what if my employee does not want to return to work because they are receiving unemployment and perhaps making more being at home than if they return to work to their full-time job? The SBA has given a safe harbor provision on this matter for businesses with less than $2 million in PPP funds. This means that the employer will not be penalized. However, the refusal to return to work should be documented by making an offer to return to work in writing. Include the date by which the employee should return to work with a notice that failure to respond shall be treated as a refusal to return to work, and also including the statement that the refusal to return to work may result in the individual being ineligible for continued unemployment benefits. That seems to be the biggest concern that I address when I am asked about these funds, is that refusal to return to work at this time, either for COVID reasons or for monetary reasons.
Let's delve into this loan forgiveness application. There's actually a PowerPoint here, Bonnie, we'll kind of walk through.
Right, and that PowerPoint is on our website, growbusiness.org. And if you go to on our homepage is the COVID-19 resources, and it'll be under the COVID-19 resources. So one of the big things I think that might be helpful to our listeners out there is there is a link to the Treasury Department on that PowerPoint that we're talking about, and there's a forgiveness calculation form that you can use. And so that will help you to begin to do the calculations necessary to give to your bank to ask for the forgiveness. There's also a forgiveness application form that you can take to your bank. But some of the things that they'll ask you for is a PPP Schedule A form that calculates the full-time equivalent, and Wendy will talk about that a bit later, employees and or payroll rate reductions in the amount of the loan that may be forgiven. It gives you a worksheet to calculate the general reduction rules for borrowers to calculate your FTE employees. And then there's also optional information to provide demographics on the PPP borrower, so the demographics on your organization and your business. And again, that information is on our website, growbusiness.org.
Speaking about what's happening with GROW, Grand Rapids Opportunities for Women, Men Allowed as well, Bonnie Nawaro, CEO President, along with special guest Wendy Newman with Newman Tax and Accounting, sharing her services with GROW. Wendy, would you move into what else the small business owner should know and perhaps what else we need to discuss from this PowerPoint?
Hey Shelley.
Yes, Bonnie.
Sorry. There, I also have a list of documents, additional documents you'll need that I could probably give. Forgotten about.
Yeah, so, go through that if you would, Bonnie.
Okay, sure. So there are, again, as part of this PowerPoint, is a list of the documents you'll need, and you'll need your original loan application, your original SBA PPP loan number, as well as your lender's PPP loan number, and then the amount that you got as part of the PPP. You'll need bank documentation verifying your bank accounts, showing statements of your payroll periods and the amounts that you paid, or your payroll service provider reports, again, showing the cash amounts that you paid to your employees. You will also need to document the amount of any employer-paid contributions to employee health and retirement plans that was part of the forgiveness of this program. And then if you did receive the EIDL forgiveness grant, you will need to know what your EIDL application number is and what the amount of that grant was for.
Awesome.
That's it.
Okay.
Key pieces.
Many, which is good. All right, Wendy, what else should the small business owner know?
Well, I also wanted to add that for a small business, maybe all their tax forms look like is the Schedule C from their 2019 return. So, for example, if you just have a small contractor who files their income as a Schedule C but has no employees, that is what the bank is looking for. So a lot of individuals believe that they're not eligible for these funds because they technically do not have employees. They are self-employed. And I want to make sure people understand that the bank is just looking for the Schedule C income on those individuals, that they do qualify for these funds. Additionally, we're just expecting that the financial institutions are going to develop a porthole that you're going to submit this documentation for forgiveness to. And much of this documentation, again, is going to be like your payroll reports or proof of payment of benefits. It's still unclear the documentation process for the loan forgiveness for a self-employed individual, only because their reporting period is annually. And so we have not had some clarification on what that's going to look like. But the SBA has clarified, however, that the owner of a self-employed business may not pay themselves more funds than the net income of their Schedule C for 2019. And how that would happen is if you were a self-employed individual, filed a Schedule C, but also had employees that maybe were not returning to work. The other item that needs clarification is the full-time employee equivalent calculation. It just sounds a little bit more fancier than what it is. Every employee that works 40 hours is one of your full-time employees. If you have part-time employees or have employees that work 30 hours, you can either treat each of those employees as half an employee, or you can also do a calculation where you prorate their hours to 40. So someone that works 30 hours a week in a 40-hour work week has worked 0.75% of the week. And then another employee who works 10 hours is 0.25%. So those two employees together equal one of your full-time equivalent employees.
Bonnie, any response to that? I mean, it comes down to your own calculations and more, I trust.
Yeah, there's a lot of, there's a lot of uncertainty around this. I mean, the SBA is navigating this as they're making these offers. I mean, everybody, as we all know, we're all kind of finding our way during these times. And, it's very nice that there's been this relief brought to our small businesses on behalf of our U.S. Treasury Department. But there's still a lot of uncertainty around, like, how is the SBA going to monitor use of these funds? And, there's talk about some modification on the 8-week time period for maximum flexibility because the 8 weeks doesn't always align with everyone's pay periods. And then we do also anticipate some future legislation changes to this program, although the SBA has said that none of the current proposals or future proposal will make any changes that will harm us, our small businesses, as the borrowers.
Do we, Bonnie, do we have all the answers regarding the forgiveness on the PPP?
No, Shelley, we don't. There's still some unanswered questions. I think that we will, when we start the process of forgiving these loans, that we really won't know all of the questions until we start the process of forgiving. And that's probably going to start happening in the next few weeks, because I think that the PPP started, do you remember when, Wendy, was it mid to late part of March?
Yeah, I think the application process opened April 3rd, I believe.
Right. So 8 weeks from that date will be, or around that, 8-10 weeks after that date, will be when people will start asking for forgiveness of the PPP funds. So I'm sure we'll have more questions than answers at that time.
Yes. All right. What else would you like to share, Wendy?
I would just like to share that I really want to encourage small businesses to apply for these funds. If you are applying for them in good faith of putting your employees back to work, the loan is completely forgivable. And so I really want to encourage small businesses to reach out and do these loans to help them through maybe what's been a very difficult couple of months, maybe get them back, allow them to use other capital to provide for cost of goods sold and use these funds for payroll and get people back to work.
Wendy Newman, Newman Tax and Accounting. How do we find out more information about you?
I have a website. It's newmantaxandaccounting.com. I can be reached through Grow as well. I often get a lot of referrals through them because I really enjoy working with a small business and getting them off to a good start, which is really, really important to me, that they understand the pitfalls and the caveats that happen inside of small business, especially when it concerns your taxes.
Yep. Ooh, taxes. That'll be the next conversation we'll have. That's back to reality soon. Bonnie Nawara, CEO, President of Grow, what do you leave us with?
I'm going to leave you with our next webinar. As you know, we're no longer doing face-to-face trainings and coaching and counseling. We're doing everything online, and it's been a really great transition, actually. But on May 29th, from 10 to 11, we're doing a webinar on the importance of emotional intelligence in engaging remote workers. You can register on growbusiness.org under events, and then we'll send you a link to the virtual class the day of the event. So this webinar is going to be taught by Express Employment Professionals of Grand Rapids. I don't know if you're familiar with that organization at all, but they've done a great job of offering us resources, particularly during this COVID-19 situation. So watch our website for our event portal for upcoming webinars.
What is that website?
Growbusiness.org.
Thanks, Bonnie. Thanks, Wendy. Stay safe. Stay home, and we'll talk again.